Bikurim Perek Beis Mishnah Ches 2:8. We now discuss one more topic in this perek, and we'll discuss this topic through the rest of that chapter. It's the topic of the koi, or perhaps pronounced the kvi. This is an animal. Its actual identity of what it is, like in English, what's translated as, is not known. But it seems to be an animal that they were not sure in the time of Chazal if it should be considered to be a chaya or a behema. That is to say, if it should be considered to be from the undomesticated animals called chayos, or from the domesticated animals called behemos. Let us say that it was considered like perhaps it looked like it was a cross between a goat and a deer, something like that. Goats are domesticated, behemos. Deer are undomesticated, they're chayos, they're both kosher, you can eat them, etc. But they have different rules that apply to domestic versus undomesticated animals. And this koi creature, since we're not sure whether it's considered to be domesticated or undomesticated, so the basic gist of the next Mishnayos will be that we are, if it's a doraisa, we're machmir, we'll be strict. So if the stricture applies to the behemos, which are like a behema, if the stricture applies to the chayos, then we'll treat this koi like a chaya. The Mishnah says inside, this is just really an introductory Mishnah, it says, when it comes to the koi, yesh bo drachim shava l'chaya, in some ways it's comparable, its halachas are the same as that of a wild chaya, wild animal. V'yesh bo drachim shava l'behema. In other ways, it's treated like a behema, domesticated animal. V'yesh bo drachim shava l'behema u'l'chaya. Sometimes we treat this koi like both those animals, it's the same thing. And v'yesh bo drachim she'eno shava l'behema u'l'chaya. Sometimes it will be treated like neither of those two animals. And the next three Mishnayos will discuss how those things work.